are listening to Pervasive Happiness with Tommy Moser.
Hey, what's cracking, everybody? Welcome to episode 3 of Pervasive Happiness. Thanks for joining us today. Today we're going to talk about being real. Be real is the title today. And as always, shout out before I get going to my sponsor, Gamergy. Makes all this possible. Thank you so much for sponsoring this show. I appreciate you. Gamergy is energy drink for gamers. I am not a gamer, but I am an expert in energy drinks, and this stuff is awesome. This stuff in particular tastes like Kool-Aid that I had when I was a kid. It's not carbonated, but it's really good. Anyway, thanks. Shout out to Gamergy, my sponsor. Be real is what I want to talk about today. Again, the name of the game is happiness. Happiness, pervasive happiness. There is nothing better than to be happy. If you do not agree, you can tune out. Turn to a different program. This is not the program to you. You want to be happy, you will have to learn the art and science of being real, being a real person, which takes a lot of effort to be a real person. What is real? What does it even mean to be a real person? I mean, this is a question that goes back ages and ages. I mean, there's ancient Buddhist monks that spent their whole life around the question, who am I? Just who is the real me? So start right there. What even is the real you? Who is the real you? And if you're wondering what I'm talking about and you're thinking, of course I know who the real me is, consider for a second the voices in your head that are talking. If there's a voice that's talking to you and you know you have this voice, especially if you don't know, the voice that just said, I don't have a voice, that's the voice that I'm talking about. That voice in your head, if there's more than one you, who is that voice talking to? The voice will talk to itself, it'll talk back and forth. So who is, it just begs the question, who is the real you? What does it mean to be real, the real you? You know, all of us can be on a good day kind, and all of us can be on a bad day a-holes. So which one is the real you? And I want to start the process of asking myself and asking you, who is the real you? Are your labels you? Or are you what you grew up? You know, see, here's the thing. You grew up agreeing with a bunch of different things that were taught about you, and you just bought them as fact and believed them to be about you, which is great when you're a kid. You're told certain things that you need to do and who you are and what you're about. But there comes a point when you're an adult and you have to question every single thing that you've been told because your labels aren't the real you. Again, it just goes back to who is the real you. If you want to have happiness in your life, you've got to be a real person. You know, and what that takes is questioning the beliefs that you've been. Everything that you believe, that I believe, that any of us believe, has been programmed in you. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a good thing. That's just the fact. You believe what you believe because at one point you were told to believe that. And that goes for everything from religion to politics to which country's best to everything in between. You believe what you believe because of what you were taught by others to believe. What do you believe in? So who is the real you? And I want to give you this. This is what I want to give you. This is going to be the encouragement for the night is the greatest gift you can give yourself, the greatest gift that's ever been given to humanity, I believe, is the ability to think and the seed of doubt. Okay, a seed of doubt will take you to some amazing places. Because here's the thing, not that I don't believe there's an absolute truth. Actually, it doesn't matter what I believe. But anyway, truth, real truth, is not afraid of questions. Okay, if you're questioning someone and they're afraid of it, that means that's not real truth. Real truth is not afraid of questions. That seed of doubt, because what you believe, you should really get to a point where, who am I? You question that again and again and again. Who is the real me? To where you are clear and you believe what you believe about you, not just what you've been told. Your labels are not you. You're not an American. You're not a Christian. You're not a Muslim. You're not a Buddhist. You're not a male. You're not a female. I mean, you are all those things, but that's not the real you. That's not everything that's you. So I want to start this process and go through this journey together because I just took a real sharp turn the other day and realized that the real me, who the real me is not is the neurotic roommate voice in my head that's spent millions and millions of years evolving into this protection mechanism that's constantly looking for danger and looking for something wrong. That's not the real me. That's the panicked me. That's the fearful me. You know, I believe there's a couple of real me's. There's the fear and there's the faith. And I want to break into that other me, that faith part, and start really making that drive my life more than the fear part. You know, we have this mind that's just constantly going 24/7. It's always going. And until you can pull away and realize that mind is not you, that mind will be you and will drive your life, and it'll drive you crazy. But if you can turn that down and almost turn it into a radio playing in the background and realize that's not the real you, that's just the clamoring you, because that part of your mind, it always has to be right. And to be right, you have to make other people's wrong. And that to me is the core of what, you know, when it comes to government, when it comes to religion, when it comes to racism, it's the idea that I'm right and therefore I have to make other people wrong. I have a tremendous amount of experience in this. I was part of a religious system for 12 years, and by nature, it was evangelical, which basically means I want you to believe what I believe. If you don't believe what I believe, you're going to go to hell forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And it just, one day I just woke up, I was tired of being right. I was trying to always think of how we're right and everyone else was wrong. And I really started, a seed of doubt came in my mind, and it just came upon me one time that I don't believe in a literal hell. And once I said that, it was like I stepped on someone's cat or something that came at me with pitchforks, because I realized in that context, and if you're part of a religious system, and if you're deep enough in it where there's people around you holding you accountable, what that means is you can't be real. You have to be exactly what they want you to be. You know, if you're part of, you know, even people take it to that extreme with Americans. If you live in America, you have to believe that this is the most awesome place or leave. Now, that's not to say that I don't love America, that I don't love it here, but it's just, it's not real. It's programmed. We believe it because we've been programmed to believe it. And then once we believe, we have this need to be right. So the greatest gift that we can give ourselves is that seed of doubt. And I want to leave you this with this question tonight. Is every single thing you believe, every belief, go through one by one by one and say, what else could this really mean? What else could this really mean if I believe this? And what else could possibly be true? I was sitting down with someone the other day, and I was asking, they were trying to resave me or something like that. And hey, what's up, guys? I can see you guys now on Facebook Live. Jolene, Angie, good to see you guys. And I asked him a question. I said, because he was just so telling me it was going to be too late for this, that, and the other. It was so gross and awkward the way he was talking. And I said, can you conceive for a second that maybe what you believe is not the absolute 100% positive truth? And he said, no, I can't. And a light bulb went on in my mind. I was like, well, there's no reason even talking. If you've already decided that you're totally right and you can't have a conversation with someone, then that relationship is broke. You can't have any kind of conversation where you can come together and talk about something and discuss and see someone else's point of view if you've already decided you're absolutely right. What I believe is just what I believe. Doesn't mean it's truth at all. It's just what I believe. And you don't have to agree with me. And God knows many of you don't agree with me. And that's fine. That's okay, because I've doubted stuff so long now that I'm crystal clear in what I believe to be truth and what's been revealed to me through experience and through life and through seeing things, that it's my belief. I've landed on, and I know what it is and I own it. And because I own it, it gives me a freedom to just be the real me. Because the real me is not, I'm not out to do bad things or anything like that. I'm just not out to please anyone anymore. You know, just except me. There's nothing left in this life to be happy. And of course, you know, the people around me want to continue to spread happiness. But hopefully this is coming across crystal clear, because this has been the biggest game changer for me in my life. There's been a couple of pivot points over the last couple years where at one point I just woke up and was tired of being right and realized that, man, my mind just races to be right. And my mind is way more active than anyone else. Doesn't mean I'm smarter than anyone else. If anything, it means I'm more crazy than anyone else. It's full speed ahead. It's all or nothing. It's always been that way. And it just got, it hit the point, it hit the red line, blew up, was just tired of being right and telling everyone, you know, that they're wrong as part of this religious system or anything else. It just, the mind was racing, was tired to be right. And then it kind of went on to what's really true, you know, because I've really searched into, I've read a lot of different books on stuff, and people have a lot of different opinions when it comes to religion, when it comes to spirituality. What's really true, and how much of this is true, and how much of that is true, and even if you get into different, you know, if you're religious, this part of this religion is different, the whole thing, you know, one day the religion show up and they say, okay, now we're all going to fall down and be slain in the spirit, and the next week we fall out, we're all just now going to read the Bible, and it's always this verse or that verse. It just got so consuming to be right that I didn't want any part of it anymore, and something broke in my mind. It started that process of going through everything that I had agreed with and believed. And what I did was, what made the difference, what really helped me, is I argued it from the other side in my mind, because I have several voices in my mind. But I argued it from the other side. And you can disprove almost anything you believe, and you can really expose it as just that, just what you believe. And peace comes with that. And again, the whole thing boils down to this idea of pervasive happiness. I really think there's nothing better than to be happy in your life, enjoy our life. We're just an expression of God. We're here for a brief moment of time, hurling through space 67,000 miles an hour. Just make the best of it. It's a roller coaster ride. Anything outside of that, for me, for my belief, is a colossal waste of time. So I really started to embrace this idea of going through every belief and going from the other side and realizing I could make just as good an argument against what I believe as I could for what I believe. And it just was so freeing for me to get to a point where, okay, I just want to be the real me. I don't have to be the right me. It doesn't have to be anything you agree with. It doesn't have to be anything anyone else agrees with. It just has to be the real me. And a tremendous amount of freedom came over me. And it led me into a whole lot of different situations that are, I mean, just a week ago, I literally had my whole consciousness took a complete right turn, and that voice in my mind went from decibel like 10 down to 5. And now it's like literally a radio program. And now the voice in my head that's always right and always talking is way quieter. And I just realized, okay, that voice is just looking for what's wrong with the world. And, you know, this whole idea that I've been on for a while now of just enjoying every single moment of my life and teaching others to do the same has just led to very clearly the things in my life that don't lead to happiness, that don't lead, you know, I may not be an expert in happiness, but I am sure an expert in things that don't make you happy. And I've weeded out so much crap from my youth on, that stuff that just does not lead to happiness, that it just kind of landed at a point where, man, I just want to be real. And so that is my message to you, is be real. There is such a shortage of real people in this world. People grab hold of a label, they grab hold of their beliefs, they grab that inside seed that has to be right, takes over, and they just cannot break out of that and cannot get to a point where they can be the real them. So I'll leave you with this question. Who is the real you? Who is the real you? I mean, you could spend a lifetime asking, who am I, and not come up with a full answer, but it starts with this, that seed of doubt, that who you think you are and who your mind says you are is not who you are. I mean, we think we understand reality, but just let me throw this at you. When you have a dream, have you ever had a dream where you dream and it feels so real that you're sure it's real, and then you wake up and you're just like, oh, that was just a dream. So, but in the dream, you were sure that it was real. You were convinced that it was real because your brain thought it was real. How do we know that that's not life? I know that's a little bit out there for some of you, but how do you know that's not life? Because I think it is. All we get is the stuff that goes in our eyes and our ears and our feelings, and it's processed by our brain, by our mind, and it has this filter of all this crazy other stuff. It's not real, you know? And if you really, really, really digest that, you start to get to a point where, wait a minute, I don't even know the truth, so how can I judge other people on what the truth is? I don't even know, like I don't even believe the things that I say are true. They're just my belief. And if what I'm saying is not true and I can't find out what true truth is by what I say, then how can I tell someone else what their truth is? Because even if you have this, and people grab hold of whatever this, that, or the other, where they believe, okay, well, this is my rock. This is my absolute truth. Well, you know what? Just because you believe it doesn't mean it's true. And I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying because you believe it doesn't mean it's true. People need something to hold on to that's absolute. And what I'm saying is let go of that. Put a seed of doubt on that and say, wait a minute, is that even true? Is there a possibility? Consider this. Whatever you believe the most, consider this. Is there a possibility that what you believe is not true? It's not a scary thing. Once you start going through it, because some people are so scared to, they get their whole, nope, this is my clinging point, and I will not let go of that. You know, don't be scared, because the other side of it is not anything scary. It's faith. It opens up to, you may end up going through a process and believing exactly what you started off believing, but you'll at least have gone through the doubting process and figured out if it's, you know, if it's really what you believe, or is it really what you've been taught to believe. I posted something the other day that basically said something to the effect of everything you believe, you're programmed to believe. Man, I get so many messages. My whole social media world is filled with nuts. And so many people were so offended by that it's just, the truth is not afraid of questions. If you should be able to question the truth. If the truth actually begs questions. Truth wants to be questions if it's truth. And anyway, hopefully this is adding value to some of your lives, because I know in this day and age, if you don't wage a media war for your mind and start to learn to think for yourself, you're screwed. You'll go down these rapids of life that'll crush you and destroy you. You're constantly having fear shoved down your throat, whether it's through TV, through media, through social media. Constant things are coming at you, and it's your job to wage a media war for your mind and win it. You got to put good stuff in, and part of that good stuff in is question everything that comes across your mind. Not only everything everyone else says, but everything you say. Because what'll happen is when you start to question things you say, you realize, hey, that's not necessarily true. That's just what I think. And it just has so many layers, and it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And the more you question, but it's freeing, because you realize, hey, I don't have to be right anymore, because I don't even know what I'm saying is just coming out of my mind. Doesn't mean that it's true. So when I hear someone else, I can look at them and I can do this. I can be skeptical, but I can learn to listen. I can respect what they have to say and what they're talking about. And that's become kind of my mantra for a while. Is I read it in a great book, The Fifth Agreement, is to be skeptical and learn to listen. And that doesn't apply to just everyone else I'm listening to, but that also applies to me, the things that are coming out of my mind. I'm skeptical of the things that come out of my mind. And even this stuff that I'm saying here, this is all just my belief, all just my opinion. But I do know this, I have a burning desire inside of me, even more so than ever, to be part of this, I don't know what the word is, awakening, or bringing people to realization that of what is happening to our society is you're being controlled, manipulated. I mean, control is the name of the game for this planet. And it comes from, you know, government, comes from religion, comes from your family, comes from, you know, everyone wants to have control. And the only way you can break that is you've got to take a step back. You got to acknowledge it. You got to realize what's going on and question it. Start to question what's going on. And then the more you question it, you realize even your own mind is deceiving you. So pervasive happiness is the name of the game. And I'm here again because my sponsors are awesome. Thanks to them. He set me up and sent this whole thing in motion. I probably wouldn't have kept going it, but he really believes in this. So Robert, I appreciate you. I appreciate your company. It's going to be awesome. Awesome energy drink. Thank you for sponsoring this show and for all the equipment and all the other stuff that comes with it. And going out for this week, here's what I want you to do is question everything. What else could this mean? Because at the end of it, when you land on what you truly know and believe, that is the real you. And by the way, the real you today probably won't be the real you in 5 years. If you talked to me in 10 years ago, you got very different conversation than you got from me today. Doesn't mean either one's right. Doesn't mean either one's wrong. It just means my reality or my world or my belief is changing and different. And as much as we want to hold on to something that's so absolute and so true, it just doesn't work that way from my experience. And I'm committed to enjoying the ride as we float through this cosmos and see where we end up. And I don't know how we'll find out if I'm right or wrong. I guess we'll have to just wait and see. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a great day.